Shively says the photo is from a Halloween party in 2002. He was then a teacher and assistant football coach at Paducah Tillman High School. The photo shows him in blackface, wearing a do-rag and gold chains, and wearing a Paducah Tillman High School t-shirt. Shively, in a virtual interview on Wednesday, says he's using feedback from meetings with faculty, students, parents, and the community for an action plan he announced weeks earlier. That includes a potential equity audit from a University of Kentucky group to re-examine the district's policies and practices.
I think that gives us a fresh look, a source that's not connected to us, and obviously will help us improve our policy or practice that we put in place.
Shively also wants to form a very specific group of African Americans in the community to receive regular feedback. But even with these meetings, protests and calls for Shively's resignation from parents and students have continued. Shively described one of those meetings weeks ago with about a dozen students from the high school's African American Leadership Club.
They were very respectful, very, very specific on their thoughts, their feelings, suggestions.
He says it was very hard to hear in that meeting that he had caused hurt and lost trust.
It's been devastating at times when I reflect back on it of something I wasn't trying to do. I've hurt children that weren't even born when I did something.
When I asked why he dressed in blackface, he says he doesn't know exactly, that it's hard to recognize that version of himself.
I don't know why that was the decision that we made, besides, you push the envelope at a Halloween party. And I didn't push the envelope, I crossed the line. And so, that's obviously something I've regretted since I did.
When I also asked why he didn't bring up the photo in 2014 when he was first hired as superintendent, he says it wasn't something he intentionally withheld from the school board. He didn't bring it up because he says it wasn't who he was.
That's a day or a night in, 45 years at the moment. It's not who I am.
The Paducah-McCracken County NAACP chapter sent an open letter to the school board Thursday saying the resignation of Shively was still the only viable way to move forward. The chapter also called for an independent cultural audit of the district along with other demands. When asked Shively if he had plans to resign, he says he'll leave it up to the board what consequences he faces.
I think that's they want to do what's best. Knowing that any decision isn't going to make everybody happy is the way I think. That it won't make everybody happy, whatever happens.
He says he hopes Paducah embraces the opportunity to tackle racial divides because of this situation.
How can we move this forward? I hope we don't miss that, regardless of what position I'm in. I hope Paducah doesn't miss that opportunity.
The school board could decide whether he's a part of that solution moving forward. For WKMS News, I'm Liam Niemeyer.